Let's get into the details of it now. This is a standard auto policy, and we're going to talk a little bit about non-standard policies in just a moment. But the standard policy, and actually most non-standard policies, are organized this way. You've got the different topics, and the actual policy will have everything in it. Doesn't necessarily mean everything is included in a particular policy. You go to the deck sheet for that, but that's where you'll find the different coverages when you open the policy and start looking for the language in it. And the language has become more and more important as we're getting different forms on the auto policy. Every policy is going to have liability, so let's start with that. The liability policy is going to cover the named insured, in other words, the person that bought the policy. It's going to cover their spouse, and it's going to cover family members. Family members are a definition of the policy. There's nothing in the insurance code that says what a family member is or that they have to cover family members. So the policies define them sometimes a little bit differently. But basically, you're going to find a family member is one who is living under the roof of the named insured and is related either by blood, marriage, or adoption. In addition to those people who are covered, and the reason it's important to know who's covered is because that coverage follows them. They don't have to be in the insured vehicle. They can borrow a vehicle. They can be driving a neighbor's vehicle, as long as it's not excluded for some other reason, like an owned but non-listed vehicle. Then the person who is insured in the policy is insured wherever they are and whatever they're driving. Additional insureds have to be in the insured vehicle. They have to be an occupant of the insured vehicle or a permissive user.